Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.4%. This follows Asian markets generally closing higher and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 4.64%. The dollar is firmer against the euro, pound, and yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are lower. Cryptocurrencies are mixed. Sentiment improving amid some tentative signs of easing in the Middle Eastern tensions. Iran continues to downplay the Israeli attack, suggesting no appetite to escalate the situation. The market continues to evaluate the Fed outlook. Some Fed officials warn of the potential for no rate cuts this year. Markets are now eyeing just 1 to 2 cuts in 2024, which is underpinning bond yields. Some thoughts also that the oversold conditions and less stretched sentiment indicators might be supportive for equity markets. Nothing to report on the data front and also empty on today's U.S. economic calendar. In corporate news, Express has filed Chapter 11. The company has received a non-binding letter of intent from a consortium led by WHP Global and participants including a wholly owned indirect subsidiary of Simon Property Group and Brookfield Properties, for the potential sale of a substantial majority of the company's retail stores and operations. The Financial Times reports that the NYSE is asking for market participants' opinions on 24-hour, 7-day-a-week trading. The Telegraph reports that due to the unit's size, Unilever may need to keep its multi-billion pound scoop of ice cream. Senior city sources tell The Telegraph that the ice cream operations are too large for the currently interested PE firms and Middle Eastern state-backed funds to buy the entirety, so Unilever may need to hold on to a significant minority stake to enable a deal. And there have been media reports that Salesforce's talks to acquire Informatica have fallen through as the companies fail to agree on terms. On today's earnings calendar, we have Truist Financial and Verizon Communications posting their results before the open, and we also have Nucor and Cadence Design Systems due to report after the close. Asian equities closed broadly higher on Monday as a relief rally took hold. The Hang Seng was best with a 1.8% gain and also strong gains in Seoul and Singapore. Yen looms over BOJ policy in the near term. Nikkei's early preview of this week's Bank of Japan meeting noted few expectations of follow-up policy changes so soon after the March decision to end NIRP and yield curve control. MPC seen focusing on financial market developments and confirmation of a virtuous wage-price cycle against the backdrop of inflation risks from yen depreciation. Articles suggested yen weakness adding pressure on BOJ to raise rates. Noted currency has fallen about 5 yen per dollar since the March MPM, while fading Fed rate cut expectations, entrenched projections, the U.S.-Japan rate gap will remain wide. European markets have opened largely higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. European central bank rhetoric is coalescing around a June cut. French central bank chief Villeroy said on Sunday that barring surprises, there is no need to wait much longer for policy easing, even amid risks from the Middle East. Villeroy added that following June, reductions should be at a pragmatic pace. Comments show a split emerging inside the ECB about the pace of easing. Hawks Wunsch and Mueller came out separately on Friday, backing multiple cuts this year. ECB President Lagarde may offer official guidance later today in a speech at Yale. Still, some analysts suggest cutting rates before inflation is back at target carries risks. And remaining on the central bank theme, Bloomberg highlighted mixed views on the Bank of England rate outlook. The article pointed to recent repricing in the BOE rate cut outlook, which now sees just 2 moves of 25 basis points by year end, having priced in as many as 6 at the start of the year. Source of shift predominantly due to changes in Fed outlook, though UK data last week also showed stickiness in services prices and wage growth coming down a bit slower than forecast. However, this has not resulted in a dramatic change in sell-side expectations. The article noted the likes of Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Deutsche see a June cut and possibility of up to 3 moves this year. A Bloomberg survey of economists showed majority still expect 1% of easing this year. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Monday, April 22nd, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.